Well, this weekend, Operation T-Bone coming up. For the folks in Audubon, we'll be celebrating for the 71st time the importance of the beef industry in the area. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the fun they're going to have this weekend. Molly Armentrout is with us. Molly is the executive director of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the fun events. Molly, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, it's fun to see somebody come back home to work in the old home place there at Audubon. You grew up, somebody from the area there had a chance to enjoy some of the things that went on and activities and stuff, and now you get to help direct them. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of responsibility, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, now you get to see the backside of everything, right?
Exactly, yep.
That's all right. You got a lot of good volunteers there to help, don't you?
We do. We have a really active board.
And with Operation T-Bone, I know in the past they've had a lot of people where different responsibilities were doled out. Is that still the case?
Yes. Yep. Operation T-Bone is run by a committee, and it is three different other community organizations combined into one. So there's a few guys from the actual T-Bone guys, their committee. There's a few from the chamber, or it's just us two, actually. So we all work together to get T-Bone together.
Yeah, very good. Well, it, of course, has changed considerably over the years, as a matter of fact, from the days when they used to cart off carloads and ship them by rail off to places like Chicago and Omaha and different places. Now it's largely kept to be more local, but that doesn't mean it's any less important. The beef industry is still very important to Audubon County, right? Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the activities coming up here this weekend. First, with Friday, what kind of Friday activities do you have Friday evening?
Well, if you go down to Albert the Bull Park, the PEO is having a fundraiser, and they are serving hamburgers, chips, dessert, drink. You can drive through and pick up, or you can sit around and grab a meal and listen to the musical entertainment. It is just like a jam session. So there's no one specific band. There's a bunch of different talented people coming to play music. And then that's from 5 to 7. So later on after that at 7:30 is the figure eight races at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. And after the figure eight races, there will be a fireworks show.
All right. So that's kind of a fun night for folks to get their bellies
full.
Yeah,
it really kicks off the weekend.
Yeah, a good way to kick off the weekend, too. A lot of folks get out. Do you usually have pretty good crowds for that?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we can't compare it to last year. It's last year was last year.
Well,
so.
Yes. Yeah, and last year we still were able to do a little something with the fireworks show and did like a drive-through meal on the track, but sure. That was all we could get done last year.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're blowing it out this year. And it kind of looks like it. You've got a big slate of things going on, and
there's
some of those are spread out. Yeah. Well, let's talk Saturday, because you got a ton going on Saturday starting early.
Yes, starting at 7 a.m., you can get breakfast at the Memorial Building, which is right around the square across from the library. That is a free will donation, and it's for the Good Neighbor Center. That's from 7 to 10, and we're even having a yoga class in the park at 8 a.m., so you could go grab breakfast after your yoga class. And then all the other activities like the kiddie parade and a bunch of kids' activities and vendor fair kick off shortly after that around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, sure. Or could we eat first and then do yoga so we can burn it off?
Sure. Yeah.
Whatever works, as long as you enjoy all the activities.
Exactly.
Very good. Let's talk kids' activities. Are there plenty of things for the kids to do?
Yes. Let me pull out my notes here. There's going to be inflatables put on by the Lions Club. We're going to have a couple clowns there doing balloon tying, face painting. There's going to be some train cutouts for some fun photo ops for kids. The 4-H is doing a ring toss game. The Rec Center is doing a basketball hoop game. And the Audubon County Democrats are going to have a bunch of different little kids' activities. So the whole northeast corner of the park is going to be full of stuff to send your kids off to do.
Very good. Now, are there two different parades? I see something about a kiddie parade here, too.
Yeah, that's just put on by the Children's Nest, and it just goes through like the sidewalks in the parade. They can dress up their strollers or their wagons and just, you know, push their kids around the square. And then the actual parade with the floats and vehicles and stuff will be at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Talk about the T-Bone Parade. That's always a pretty good event.
Yeah. So registration starts at 11:30. We usually get lots of different Audubon organizations, and sometimes even some out-of-town people come and ride in that. It's actually a pretty good route, too, and we're allowed to throw candy this year, so that'll be another fun thing for the kids.
You bet. And you've already got a Grand Marshal selected?
Yes, Mr. Chuck Griffith is our Grand Marshal this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other activities and events that'll be going on. We've got plenty of stuff to keep the kids busy, but the adults need some things to play, too.
Yes,
so what do we have?
Exactly. So this year, well, it's my first year having anything to do with T-Bone, but I believe we're going to have some of the most vendors that they've ever had in years past. If I counted correctly, we've got 35-ish vendors coming. A lot of them are local, some of them from out of the town. That's including some different food vendors and stuff, too. So there's going to be lots of different people's arts and crafts to come look at and buy. They'll be shopping uptown to do. There's a car show, a tractor show, and, of course, the beer garden. And that will be opening up earlier than ever this year. It will be opening at noon and go all the way to midnight. So you can head in there and have some fun. And Jo Bean and her friends are going to be singing on stage all morning and afternoon and putting on some more fun musical entertainment throughout the day.
Okay. And I know you've got a band coming in that night.
Yes. At 8 o'clock, Oreo Meat Wagon will be playing, and they will be right off the beer garden there. So they're our nighttime entertainment.
Okay. And I've seen that name before. So a popular local group?
Yeah. Yep. They were here in 2019, and I think they played at one of the local bars here in town before, too, so they bring a crowd.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's what we want. We want crowds.
Exactly.
We haven't had those in a while, so it's kind of fun to have those now and again.
Yeah.
Well, let's discuss food, because you can't have a celebration without food, and I assume beef is a central focus on that.
Yes, of course the T-Bone guys will be there serving their famous steak sandwiches. And then we'll have some barbecue from a local, Two Soft Butts Barbecue. He's from Audubon, the Hungry Spartan Pizza Guy from the Elkhorn Exira area. And then we even have some tamales, homemade tamales, from a new family in town. One of the pastor's wives will be serving fresh homemade tamales. They're something you wouldn't be able to get anywhere else, so...
Excellent. Got a lot of different choices there for folks to enjoy.
Yes.
And that's all stuff that's going on Saturday. We haven't even gotten to the rest of the stuff yet, but now Sunday, I know you've got a breakfast fundraiser, an open house there at the fire station. Is that usually well attended?
Yes. The community supports the Audubon Firemen Rescue Team very well, as they support our community very well with all that they do. So they get a great turnout every year, yes.
Very good. And then Tuesday, of course, is the T-Bone Auction. That's kind of the whole, well, pardon the pun, that's the meat of the whole celebration. The Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction, that's held at the Anita Livestock Auction. And they always have the free hamburger feed right after the auction is concluded there. And then later on here in next month in September, there'll be a T-Bone Golf Tournament as well. So if you're going to have fun, you might as well spread it out, right?
Exactly. Celebrate it. As long as we can.
You bet. Well, I know there with the parade, there are a bunch of different categories for folks to consider, and there's no fee, there's no pre-registration. They just need to show up that morning.
Yep, you can just show up at 11:30. Address is 511 Eastern Ave. Come, and your order depends on your arrival time. So.
Okay, easy enough. If folks want to know any more about all the activities and the schedule of events and all that kind of stuff, is there a way they can find out more?
Yep, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Audubon Chamber of Commerce page on Facebook. You can visit audubonIowa.org and check out our website. Otherwise, you can always just call the chamber at 563-3780 and talk to me.
Very good. They've been doing this since 1951, so they're pretty good at it. Operation T-Bone there in Audubon. Hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy some of the activities, especially this weekend with the festival part of Operation T-Bone. Molly Armentrout is the Executive Director of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce, sharing with us here this morning. Molly, thank you so much. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you, and I will try. I'll be very busy, so...